Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Researchers in Cleveland have come up with a new biosensor that's a million times more sensitive than current technology. Right now, we take a look at how harnessing one of the unusual properties of gold has allowed for a quantum leap forward. First of all, a biosensor is something that detects small amounts of a biological chemical. Your nose is a good example. You inhale a molecule, it lands on a receptor inside your nose, which sends a signal to your brain. For example, a skunk sprayed your neighbor's dog. Small molecule detected. Now, to give you a sense of the jump in sensitivity in the biosensor being developed at Case Western Reserve University, consider your nose compared to a dog's nose. His is around 10,000 times more sensitive than yours, and that's a lot. Meanwhile, the new biosensor is 1 million times more sensitive than current detectors, and it can detect super small molecules. Physicist Giuseppe Strangi led the team that developed the biosensor. His device sees concentrations not on the micro scale or even the nano.
We are talking on femto scale, so it means 1/1,000,000,000.
Better than the best bloodhound.
We can detect almost a single molecule.
The question is, how? It turns out Strangi and his team had to overcome two principles of physics to achieve their impressive sensitivity. The problem is, if you want to see very small things like molecules, light waves are too big. You can't see something smaller than the wavelength of light. It's called the diffraction limit. That's the first hurdle. The second challenge was getting tiny molecules to find their way to a sensor. Molecules like to bounce around. They're not subject to gravity, so it's hard to get them to land where you want. That's called the diffusion limit. Strangi had to overcome both to get his device to work. First, we'll tackle the wavelength problem, the diffraction limit. Strangi took advantage of one of the remarkable properties of nanolayers of gold. It turns out that the electrons inside an ultra-thin layer of gold move in a vibrating wave when hit by a beam of light. Strangi says it's a relatively new branch of physics.
And the concept is called plasmonics.
And the plasmonic field formed by the vibrating electrons on the tiny layer of gold can see things much smaller than the wavelength of light.
So whatever molecule will land on top of that, these electrons will see that.
Strangi's sensor is made up of 16 layers of gold, just a few hundred atoms thick, sandwiched between layers of aluminum oxide. Together, it's called a metamaterial.
Hello.
We visit the lab to see how the team overcame the other challenge, the diffusion limit.
So, this is the biosensor.
Doctoral student Mohamed El-Kabash shows me an unassuming centimeter-sized chip.
This material is basically glass, and then a very, very thin film on top of it.
And metamaterial.
That's the metamaterial.
Attached is a tiny plastic box with tubes at each end. El-Kabash explains this microfluidic channel corrals the molecule onto the surface of the sensor while a chemical binder holds it there.
Once it reaches the surface, our metamaterial does its work.
A graph shows the size and concentration of the molecule in question. At the Cleveland Clinic, cancer researcher Dr. Nima Sharifi lists some of the molecules he'd like to use the sensor to screen for.
It could be a protein, it could be a nucleic acid, meaning DNA or RNA. It could be detection of circulating tumor cells.
Sharifi is working with physicist Strangi and his team to refine the biosensor for use in treating cancer. He says while the biosensor will help with early detection, what's really needed is a way to monitor subtle changes in cancer tissue that's being treated but not going away. Sharifi says Strangi's biosensor will allow him to read the output of specific cancer-causing genes.
So detecting aberrant versus normal protein in this particular context, I think, is one of the tremendous potentials of this type of technology.
The new biosensor is still years away from commercial production, but Case Western's Giuseppe Strangi says it has been patented and work is being done to move it out of the lab and into the clinic. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. Find out more about this and other Explore Radio topics online. Search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.